From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The first time comic actor Chris Tucker visited Africa, he was promoting his movie Rush Hour. At the time, he didn't see much beyond beautiful views from the upper floors of some of the continent's best hotels. 3 years ago, Tucker was invited back, this time as part of a delegation investigating Africa's AIDS crisis. His traveling companions included former President Bill Clinton and rock star Bono. Tucker was so moved by the poverty he saw on that trip, he's been working to help ever since. Last weekend, he was part of the Worldwide Africa Awareness Concert, Live 8. He also wants to use his foundation to expand America's perceptions about the continent.
Most people just don't know. They just know they know what's going on around in their lives. You know, I didn't know until I traveled, and I was fortunate enough to be on these trips with President Clinton and Bono, and I found out. I was like, man, this is terrible. You know, what can we do about it? So my whole thing is I want to get a delegation, people like Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, Venus, and my friends, and get them to go out there with me so they could see, go through the clinics, go through the townships. And, you know, when I was on a trip with Bono, then we went to a village with no clean water. I couldn't imagine not having clean water. I brush my teeth with bottled water sometimes, you know, in hotels. So I'm like, man, you know, I don't do that no more because I don't want to waste water. Because I was like, you know, I really appreciate certain things. Now, when you see some people in the world, I always thought growing up, everybody in the world had clean water. Everybody had food every day. I never can imagine, you know, in some places in Somalia, you know, the land has dried up. The water wells has been polluted because animals die in them sometimes. So then they have to walk miles and miles and hours and hours for fresh water. I never even imagined that until I went on this trip and educated myself. So I think that's the key, is to educate people, and that's why the concert was so important to put the awareness out there.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you this. And again, I know that, frankly, before this came about, you've been out there touting the continent is a beautiful place to visit and wanting to help it. But there have been concerns that African Americans in general have not done enough to help the continent of Africa. There were cries that the first Live Aid concert was, quote, too white, and that whites were behind the movement, not necessarily as a knock, but the idea that Black America isn't doing enough for, quote, their land. What do you say to critics who suggest that?
Well, you know what? I think it's, you know, sad to say, but it's true. I had this conversation with Bono, and he told me, he said, listen, I'm from Ireland, and, you know, I want some people, especially African Americans, to get involved with, you know, this fight for Africa because it's necessary. And me personally, I think it's true. I think that's the missing link, you know, because America, you know, we are in the most powerful country in the world, and as African Americans, we're connected with Africa more than any other race in America. We have to. That's why. That's one reason why I want to get this foundation, my foundation, to get this delegation together and go to Africa to educate people, because most people don't know. I would say now is the time for the African leaders, leader in the entertainment business, sports, they need to go to Africa, educate themselves on what's going on, and then let's do something about it, because we influence the whole world with our movies, our music. And, you know, they love us. I go there and people recognize me. I can't believe it. They, you know, they see me and they're like, Chris, we love you. All the way in Ethiopia. I thought I was Haile Selassie, man. They was going crazy. But I was the only entertainer, Black, that ever came over there. You know, my generation, I think. But, man, it was unbelievable, the beauty of the country, and it's the oldest Christian country. You know, we're missing so much as African Americans, and we should be concerned about what's going on in Africa.
Chris, let me ask you this as relates to the power of the industry that you're in. When you suggest that people, it shocks you, knew who you were, I'm curious whether now you look at the power that you wield as a movie star in a slightly different light.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, to me, it's more important than doing movies. You know, the Live 8, going to Africa, meeting the people, showing them, you know, that you are, you know, being there, because it means so much to them, because they see you on TV and they see you in the movies, and they can't even fathom and imagine that you would ever come over there, come to their village and be with them. Like, I just got back from Soweto, South Africa. I went to a graduation. These kids, this lady named Mama Jackie created this school called called Itutane, and it's for the kids that the school system don't want anymore, you know, the ones they say they can't teach, take them to the school, and then once they get to the school, you know, these kids become one big family, and that's all they have is each other. And I went there, and it taught me so much being there, you know. And I always say God showed me stuff, you know, shows me, you know, all they had was each other, and they created games to play. I mean, it was probably about 400 kids. And, you know, I was playing the games with them, and they taught, we planted flowers, and we painted, you know, just to, it's like it was part of the program. But I had so much fun, you know, and they prayed and they sung all day long. They said, we don't want a handout, we just want help.
And, Chris, we should note, and I should say this so people won't mistake what you were doing there. Last I saw you was at the NAACP Image Awards, and I know that you going back to that school is not the first time, and you really have, to some degree, adopted these kids and have been, and I would suspect continue to be in their lives for some time. It's not just for the photo op, smiling and waving and then moving on.
Oh, yes. I think it was, you know, something really great came out of that, because I brought 22 of the kids back to the Image Awards, back to the States with me to perform, to open up the show for me, because they, you know, when I got to Africa, they did this big song and dance at the airport. It really just touched me, because I was all tired and sleepy, and they was, you know, just, you know, chanting my name and playing the drums, and they was, you know, I said, y'all got to come back to the, I'm hosting this award show, y'all need to come back and, you know, to the award show and open up like this and say my name and all this stuff. They was like, Kristaka, Kristaka. I was like, I like that. So they came back to the show, and something great happened out of that, because Oprah Winfrey was getting honored that night at the Image Awards. And I introduced Mama Jackie to Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah knew of Mama Jackie, and that was the first time she met her. And she said, yes, I know of you, and when I come to Africa, I'm going to come to your school and visit. And Oprah was just there in Africa, South Africa, and she gave Mama Jackie $1 million for the school, and also gave her R1 million for her school. So, you know, stuff like, you know, you do stuff out of faith. I went out there out of faith. I brought those kids back to the Image Awards on faith, and look what happened. Oprah gave them $1 million, and then I gave them $1 million in rent. So that get to help, you know, Mama Jackie buy buses for the school when some, you know, if a girl get raped in the middle of the night, she can go pick them up and right away and get them to the school. So, you know, God bless Oprah for doing that. And, you know, stuff like that comes out of, you know, just having some faith and doing everything you can to help.
And I guess, truth be told, last time I actually did see you was at Oprah's event for the Salute to Black Women, and we were talking about what you're doing, upcoming projects. So let's move to that, Chris. So many people have been saying, hey, where is Chris Tucker? They want to see you back on that big screen. So tell us what's coming up.
Oh, you know what? I want to see myself back on there, too. You know, we got a lot of projects I'm looking at and working on, and Rush Hour 3 is one of them.
So there will be a Rush Hour 3. There were reports that you weren't going to do it.
Well, you know what? I think it's going to be another one, because, you know, we're working on it, and everybody wants to do it, but we just don't know when we're going to do it. And, you know, I have a lot of other projects that I've been working on, a lot of good stuff that, you know, because I always want to do something different also. But the fans want to see Rush Hour. I want to do it, though. So look out for it.
Chris Tucker, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. And I salute you for being beyond just the photo opportunity, which, quite frankly, and if truth be told, some celebrities do it. But I know this is in your heart. So we appreciate what you're doing for the continent, and we appreciate your time today.
Cool. Thank you, Ed.